So we're coming up to the temple site just adjacent to Menkaure Pyramid. Probably hard from this distance, but you'll get some perspective in a moment. These are truly huge megalithic blocks that we're looking at right now. Same style we find again all over the world, prehistoric, Neolithic, megalithic stone building. Severely weathered. And then you've got the base of Menkaure, more Cyclopean stonework, huge, huge megalithic blocks. Oh. In fact, I'm going to get my buddy Kent to stand in front of this perspective. And Kent's 6 foot three. This is what we're looking at right now. We don't even know how far back that goes. Look at this, guys. Counterintuitive to simplistic engineering from a simplistic time. Oh, you can see through.
I'm trying to see if they have those dashes.
That's a thick block as well. I think I've got one with me. Yeah, I've got a headlight if you need it.
Definitely, like, it's not flat.
Oh yeah, there we go. Just about, there we go.
If you start turning towards one of the rocks, you can see there's like, I think it might have those scoops.
Look at the size and precision of that. Oh, there's an interesting cut out of this one. Look at this. Cut right through the block. They've cut right through the block.
Oh yeah, dang. Oh, but look at this jog in the middle. That's the same.
Yeah. What?
Why would you
check this out, guys? Again, this is solid. Look at that. They've just
look at the clear cut.
Cut a clear cave for it. And then, yeah, you can see just down in the corner, a very obvious cut mark. This is why the Giza Plateau is so fascinating to explore.
Beautiful.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wow, look at this, guys. Again, you just have the same megalithic signatures that you find all over the world. And then you got some really good outer casing stones over here. And like similar cutting style, like this one here, the reverse trapezoid. Now that's very common in Peru. That kind of cutting shape. You do see that dotted around here as well, whether or not that's just a coincidental shape for that fit, but very similar to Peru, both in the Cyclopean style that you're seeing over here with the essentially almost like smushed together like marshmallows. But then that trapezoid style, which you've got here as well, you find that in Sacsayhuaman and in Ollantambo. You find it in Turkey, you find it in Greece. So this is a very interesting ancient temple site to be walking through right now. Look at the size of these blocks, guys. Again, like, you know, my hand scale right now, like these are truly gigantic. Gigantic. And old, very old. Look at these. This almost looks like modern construction work. And that's strange. Like, you look, it's the juxtaposition. Yeah, like they actually made a sunken in indentation type of a form. And it's still got this very similar, look at the tight fitted joinery. Once again, reminiscent of areas in Peru. But it's interesting that you've got this stone style and this stone style. Almost like this was the outer layering and these larger blocks were maybe the internal casing of the temple, and this was the wall kind of outer exterior layer that's been removed over time.
You can see where there was a block right there.
Yeah, you can literally see this indentation here, nice groove where a block would have been, and there's quite a few scattered around this area. I think this is black granite. And then in front of us you can just see another incredible example of truly gigantic blocks. Absolutely gigantic. I mean, some of these are almost on par with Baalbek in Lebanon, where you have the Temple of Jupiter. What do you think, guys? Comment below. How do they do this? How did they lift these? How did they cut these? How did they place these?